verses, but I'd like to do this one for you while they're getting things organized back there. That it started out, I'm all fouled up too. There was an old man, he had a wooden leg, he was very poor, but of course he wouldn't beg. He took him some spools in an old tin can, he made him a ford, and the blame thing ran, woggle bug, the can, fool me, I'll be as good can be. If you see a woggle bug by night or day, make a noise like a woggle bug and roll away. There was an old lady up in Woonsocket, put her false teeth in her hip pocket, took her pipe down off of the shelf, sat down on the teeth and bit herself. Woggle bug, they can't fool me. I'll be as good can be. If you see a woggle bug by night or day, make a noise like a woggle bug and roll away. A deedly dee, a deedly dee. I went out fishing and I caught a little smelt. I put him on the fire and the fire he felt. Of all the smelts you ever did smelt, you never smelt a smelt like that smelt. Woggle bug, you can't fool me. I'll be as good can be. If you see a woggle bug by night or day, make a noise like a woggle bug and roll away. Now, there was another song that he used to sing that we called the audience song. He would pick people out of the audience, but he had to quit doing that because from one place, when he pulled one stunt on one guy, when the show was over, he came backstage and said, "You're going to have to apologize to me in public tomorrow night. You insulted me." So Daddy didn't pick out the seats anymore. This is the way he used to do it. There sits a fellow right out there in the third row and in the second chair. His pants is rolled up so his socks can be seen. I'll bet you $5 that his feet ain't clean. And that's what the guy got sore about. Then in another one he says, there sits a fellow right over there, a couple right over there. I ain't going to tell you just exactly where. I bet you $5 that the girl don't know. The boy borrowed money to pay his way to the show. And there sits a fellow right out there. Don't see one. On his upper lip he has a bunch of hair. He thinks it's a mustache, but no doubt. He only swallowed a mule and left the tail hanging out. This is the kind of foolishness that we had on the show. And I would like to ask somebody who just showed up, would you do one number for me? We're running awful long, but this man is really tops. He is great. I'll tell you what, I'd like you to do two of them. I know. Okay, you just want to do one. Well, the two comedy songs. Now, this young man will tell you where he learned these songs, and the people he learned from were medicine show people. They were black medicine show people, and they were really good. And one of the songs is I Got Mine, and the other one was In the Jailhouse Now. And these are two classics that everybody loves, and I know that you're really going to get a big charge out of this fellow. He's absolutely tops. He's from Tampa, and his name is Roy Bookbinder. Getting him set up, let me do one. He just reminded me of one that we used to do, and this is a parody. I don't know if I know all of it. When I was born, my ma and pa looked at me and said, oh, shaw. Grandma grabbed her hat and ran downtown. Now, ma said I looked just like pa, and pa ran out and got the law, and all the time they had me upside down. Now, you ought to seen me when I was a baby. I was a whangin', I don't mean maybe. I mean I was one more ugly child. All the little girls used to kiss my little nose, used to tickle my little dimples, and kiss my little toes. But let them try it now, it'll knock them down. One more time, hospital bound, because I ain't no baby now. Remember that one?
I went down to a big crap game, and it certainly was against my will. I lost every gosh darn nickel I had but a greenback dollar bill. A $40 bet on the floor, and my buddy's point was 9. The police come, but they grabbed all of us. Ooh, I got mine. Yeah, I got mine. I got mine. You know I got it all at Good Sport. I've been shooting dice all the time. Some of them boys got 30 days, whilst others, they got 9. They brought those stripes in the very next morning. I got mine. Let me tell you about a barbershop here on Old Walker Street. It's the only place on any Saturday night that the gambling men do meet. Now some of them will come for a haircut, and others come for a scrap. See me and my buddies going up that way. We're gonna meet to shoot some craps. Gonna holler now, 7-11, won't you come, come, come. And if you don't 7-11 dice, I'm done, done, done. If I see the police before that they see me, I'm gonna run, run, run. Cause I'm a leader of the knockdown society, folks, since I got mine. I got mine, got mine. I got it all at Good Sport. I've been shooting dice all the time. Some of them boys got 30 days, the others, they got 9. When they brought those stripes up the very next morning, ooh, I got, you, let me tell you about a turkey feed. You know the dinner, it was certainly fine. About 15 minutes before the table was set, all the jolly bugs fell in line. When they brought those gobblers out, those rascals, I did shine. You can talk about a rascal all night long. I got mine, yeah, I got mine. What was it? I got mine. I grabbed a turkey by his wing. Out the back door I went flying. Try to make it down to a hiding place. I never got there in time. A rascal grabbed me right by my collar, and I got my, you know that I went to my very best gal's house in an hour. It was just about 9. I wasn't dressed up exactly like Clark Gable. I was looking mighty doggone fine. Caught her sitting in another rascal's lap, and I didn't like that sign. I told that rascal what I thought about him. I got mine. Yep, I got mine. I got mine. I grabbed my hat and out the window I went flying. The rascal grabbed a shotgun, folks, and he used it mighty fine. To talk about a rascal screaming and a jumping. Ooh, I got mine. Another old time song from I got from my friend Pink Anderson, who spent 50 years working in medicine shows. He went out in 1914 the first time, he told me. Worked with C.W. Blair, Dr. W.R. Kerr, and finally with the great Chief Thundercloud Medicine Show, which last performed in 1972 in North Carolina. It was videotaped. It's something that's in the library at one of those universities up there. I was supposed to go out with Chief Thundercloud's Medicine Show in 1972, but the chief didn't last that long. He passed on that year. This one called He's in the Jailhouse Now. I had an old friend named Campbell. Campbell used to steal and gamble, made his living cheating all the while. Well, he had a little game and he called it Yoka, blackjack, dice, and sometimes poker. I thought he was the smartest dude in town. But I found out last Monday, they locked up Campbell on Sunday. They got him in a jailhouse way downtown. They got Campbell locked in a jail. Nobody around here's gonna go his bail. The judge, he said, he wouldn't accept no fine. He's in that jailhouse now. In the jailhouse now. I told Campbell once or twice, Campbell, stop that playing cards and dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Now I remember last election, all the folks, they was in action. They was trying to get themselves a president. Well, along come my brother by the name of Bill Austin, and he walked from Tarpon Springs to Boston, trying to find himself an honest sentiment. My brother Billy was a voter. Billy was a big promoter. He was always looking for some good advice. You know, they told Bill to go to the polls and vote right across that very top row. Instead of voting once, the fool, he voted twice. He's in a jailhouse now. He's in a jailhouse. I told Camp Billy back at home to leave that politician's business alone. He's in a jailhouse now. Well, I went to town last Friday and I met a sweet little thing called Heidi. Thought she was the prettiest gal in town. You know, she began to spend my money. I began to call her honey. Went into a swell little cafe and we sat down. Now, folks, I was in it. Spending almost every minute, buying port wine, whiskey, and a home brew by the quart. But when I went to pay that man, I found a little lady's hand in my pocket where my money was. She's in that graveyard now. She's in a graveyard. Told that judge right to his face, Your Honor, that lady's hand's out of place. She's in the graveyard, she's pushing up daisies, and I'm in a jailhouse now. In the jailhouse. Oh, no.
Huh?
I'll be on the main stage.
Sometime after one.
Sometime after one,
he's going to be on the main stage. You sure don't want to miss it. This guy just tops. I certainly appreciate your help. Thanks a minute.
I'm so proud to be part of the roommate.
That's great. That was great. We just don't know how to thank him. He's, you know, he's a real professional. He has a record for sale, a really nice record, and they're over there. She's got him over there somewhere. And I got one yesterday. That's how much I think of it. I really enjoyed it. Now we're going to do one of the bits from the. Or first, I'd like to introduce somebody that came up here. Excuse me, folks. In the capacity of a volunteer, because we're here. He does some rope tricks that I think you'll enjoy. Is that what you're going to do? And he's our son. He lives at Ozona, Florida. And he's been on the road on and off all his life. And he does these little magic tricks. Yeah, please. His Bobby, in fact, if you go over there and look at the pictures in the tent, you'll see three different pictures with Bobby in them when he was about this tall. Little guy. And those medicine show pictures are bona fide pictures from back in the 30s and all the way back into the early 20s. My husband was adopted by a medicine show man when he was about 12 years old and given the instructions on being a blackface comedian and a juggler, a balancer, a ventriloquist. Well, he learned the ventriloquism after we were married. But he learned the business from Doc Etling, and Doc Etling's pictures are hanging up there, and then our pictures are hanging there with Bobby's picture in them too. Now, Bobby does some very nice little magic tricks, and I want you to enjoy.
Well, I'm almost ready anyway. This is my, this is it here. I'm going to do a few things here that probably some of you have seen before. And if you've seen some of them before, I can turn around backwards and let you see them behind. Well, this way? Okay. Put me in the center of the screen there. I'm going to, for some of these things, I'm going to need some little helpers up here, but I'll get one a little later on. I'll do a couple of things, and then I'll get me a helper up here. Now, we had a lot of little ones here a while ago, and they all took off.
Scissors yesterday at the flea market.
Got a nice pair of scissors here that, and a piece of rope. I know probably a lot of you people have seen clothesline ropes and cut them up and tied them together and made, take several ropes and make one. Well, I'll show you several ways to do it. You can take a rope and make one loop, or you can take and well, just watch and I'll show you. Still don't see many little ones out there. Boy, the little ones are scarce today. One little one there. You want to come? You want to come up here? I'll show you. Watch what we do now. What's your name?
Kathy Cobb.
Kathy Cobb?
Is it Jessica? Oh, okay, Jessica. This is a piece of rope, Jessica. Does this look like a piece of rope to you? Here, step right over here, Jessica, and you'll be on the camera, okay? There you go. What we're going to do, Jessica, you can all hear me all right. You people that are way off in the background over there, you're going to have to get a little closer to be able to see this, and you're going to have to get a little closer to be able to hear it, because I'm going to talk to Jessica here.
Jessica, you see this piece of rope? We're going to cut this piece of rope in two. Did we cut it in two? It's in two pieces, isn't it? If we cut it in two, you want to take and hold a piece of the rope? That's a piece of the rope right there, isn't it? Whoops. Isn't that what that is? That's a piece of rope, isn't it? See, when you take a piece of rope like that and you cut it in two, you take a piece out of it, it's for sure cut in two. See, we got a bunch of pieces of rope here we cut off the end. Here, I'll put them in my pocket so we don't make a mess around here. Now, we've cut the rope in two. Now, we've got two ropes. Is that right, Jessica? Two ropes, one here and one here. Watch. We're going to do the same as we did before. We're going to tie them together. They're tied together. You take my watch off here, friend. I don't want you to think I'm doing something with it. It just came loose. That's all right. It doesn't need to be on there anyway. I just assumed it didn't even be on there. We're going to trim the knot, Jessica. Is that all right? We've sure enough got this rope in two pieces, haven't we? I should have started this routine, friends, with one piece of rope, and here I've done cut the rope in two to start with. Jessica, hold this knot here. Just take this knot right here and hold that, because I really want one piece of rope instead of two. So in order to have one piece of rope, I think what I'll do is do it this way. Watch this and see if this looks all right. Does that look all right? Can you see where we're together, Jessica? Watch this now real close. Pay attention, Jessica. This is one piece of rope. About as twice as tall as you are. Is that right? There's an end and here's an end and the middle is down here. The middle is always in between the two ends. If there's a middle, there's got to be someplace there's not a middle. Now, we've got the middle up here so everybody back there can see it. Watch it now, Jessica. You're watching for all them other people out there. We're gonna cut this rope in two. We did cut the rope in two, didn't we? Looks like we cut it in two, doesn't it, huh? How many ends has two ropes got? Two ropes has how many ends? One, two, three. How many ends, Jessica? There's four ends on two pieces of rope. Everybody knows that there's four ends on two pieces of rope. Is that right, Jessica? I'm not sure if I'm doing this right or not. I had a friend one time that was a magician that told me how to do some of these things. He talked in his sleep. See, we slept in the same room, and he talked in his sleep. And I got a few of the things from him when he talked in his sleep. Wait a minute, we've done cut the rope in two again. I didn't want to cut it in two again while I'm talking. I done cut it. You see that? I done cut it in two again. Now what are we going to do? We're going to make it all about the same length. Okay, Jessica? Oh, you know what I done? I cut all the ends off the rope. I didn't mean to cut all the ends off. When I cut all the ends off, they're laying down there on the ground. Now, if you cut all the ends off the rope, you don't have any ends left. That's where I'm at right now. I don't have any ends left. I said to start with, I wanted a piece of rope, and that's what I'm going to have to wind up doing here. Now, I've got back to square one. I got a piece of rope. That is a piece of rope, isn't it? I can do this or not here. The old oak tree here. Well, let's see. Guess I could. Well, it doesn't really make any difference. That cut pretty good, Jessica. It is, but I don't like the way I cut the end of that. Let's take and do this again. Let's take and do this. Wait a minute. We got somewhere or another. Look at all the rope, Jessica. Somewhere we're going to wind up with a lot of pieces of rope here, aren't we, Jessica? We're going to have you want to hold all the pieces of rope, Jessica? Here, I'll tell you what. You hold all the pieces of rope, because we're going to use these in just a minute. You put them all in your hand. Here you go. Put them all in your hand. We're going to do one more thing with this rope. We need all the pieces of rope when we get through, see? Or about all of them. Okay, that's enough. We'll leave that one be. Okay. Now watch here. Jessica, it is? I might need some help from the audience here because she may not know. If I cut this rope right here in two, I should have two pieces of rope in my hand. Is that right? If I cut it here and here, how many would I have? Now I'd have more. If I cut it here and here, I'd have four pieces of rope. Now this is more complicated. See, if I cut the rope here and here, then how many would you have?
Three
pieces of rope. You understand that, Jessica?
Three.
Have three if you cut it. If you cut it here, see? Watch, I'll show you. Watch this now. We cut it here, and we cut it up here. We should have how many now? How many is
three.
That's right. Jessica can count better than I thought. That's correct. One, two, three. That is right. Is that right, Jessica? We do have three pieces of rope, all approximately the same length. Would you like to have a long piece of rope or a short piece of rope, Jessica?
Short piece of rope.
A short piece of rope. Can I have a long piece? I'll take a long piece. I'm going to take this piece here. This piece here. You want a short piece. I'm gonna give you a short piece, okay? You take that piece there. Okay. Wait a minute. Now let's see. Now, that gives you a short piece. Wait a minute. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, you said you wanted a short piece. Doggone, we stretched that thing clean out of shape. This is some of the stuff that my father did back in the horse and wagon days. Back I don't know in what years, 20s and 30s, I assume. And Mr. Etling, the man that put my father in show business, first came to Florida on a motorcycle, one of the first motorcycles, I guess, probably to get into the state of Florida many years ago. And some of these routines was his. I watched him do some of these things on the stage when I was 7, 8, 10 years old, maybe even before that, as far back as I can remember. And I don't know that I'm doing them exactly the same, but probably just about the same as Mr. Etling did them many years ago. And maybe he did them a little better than I don't know. Jessica, are you watching? We're supposed to have three pieces of rope here. We had three pieces when we started. I don't know whether we still got three or not. Three, yes, we do have three. Let's see all the rope, Jessica. Let's take this rope now. Let's put it in this little bag where I got it from. Wait a minute, first, let's see if the bag's empty. Bag's empty. Put it right in the bag. We're going to do away with the rope. Put all the rope in the bag. Or just about all of it. Now, watch it. Jessica, the rope is in the bag, isn't it? The rope in the bag. You see the rope in there? The rope is in there, isn't it? You want to reach in there and take the little piece of the rope out. Take one little piece of the rope out. Which end did you get? Wait a minute now. My goodness, Jessica, what has done happened here? Hold on to the rope, Jessica. Look here, wait a minute. Is the bag still empty? That's where we started. This is about where we started out with a piece of rope. I believe it grew a little bit, Jessica. It was about twice as long as you. I believe it's every bit that long now. Watch here. I'll do a couple more things with a little piece of rope. And some of these things, if you people watch real close, you can go home and do the same thing yourself. I take this piece of rope and I wrap it around and around and around my thumb. And this is a feat of speed. If you leave the hook about that big there, you take this and poke it through there and grab it like that, and you see it goes right through there, and there's no problem at all. Now, if you want to get real good at it, you bring the loop down to where it makes it more difficult. See? Real difficult if you get the loop very small, and you take and you double the end of it. Here you go, Jessica. Watch. I'm going to do this just for you. Watch. See that? Right through there. Can you see that? Is that fast? Watch this knot here, Jessica. Watch this knot. See, this knot here, this is not a knot, though I know not why it's not, but you see it's not a knot. I believe I can do this one double this thing so long. Watch this knot. This knot's not a knot, though I know not why it's not. Well, that's some of the things you can do with a piece of rope. I have a couple more things up here. I don't know how time is running, if you want more or less, but I will... Why don't I do this with Jessica here? This is a pretty cute one. How many spots on this board, Jessica? One, two. Right? Okay, how many's over here? Should be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six, right? Over here there was one spot. Is that right? How many was over here?
One spot.
No, there's four over here. Now 1, 2, 3, 4. Is that right? And there's how many over here?
Two.
Two spots over here, and there's a bunch of spots over there, right? Do you see what I'm doing? See, look here what I'm doing. I'm putting my hand here. See, I cover that spot up. And it looks like I made a spot go, but really I put my hand over it. See? See, because really there's two spots over there. See? Depending on where you put your hand. See, if you put your hand like that, it's a four. Like that, it's a four. And like that, it's a six. See? See, it depends on how you put your hand. See, like this side here. See, if I put my hand like like this, see, it's a one. I put my hand like that, it's a, what is it now? It's a, well, wait a minute. That gets confusing because that can't possibly. Wait a minute, is it a 3-6 or what is that? Oh my goodness, that's. here's one just for Jessica. Jessica, you can figure this one out. You figure this one out. If you'll notice, Jessica, let me get rid of my scissors. You'll notice, Jessica. Now watch this little ring tied on a piece of string. See, there's three pieces of string through a little piece of wooden block, and there's one monkey ring tied on one on this side. That's because I got it on this side. But if I take it to this side, watch it now, it's going to change. This ring is going to jump over to this side, and it does it every time. If I go around that way, the ring will be over there. But if I come around here, the ring will be over here. Watch. You see that? Now watch this real close. See there? The ring is over there. See that? See the ring jump from there over to there? Did you see that? That's pretty good, and every time, it doesn't make any difference. If you put it on that side, the ring will be over there. And if you put it over here, put it in the middle. That's the first time I ever had anybody ask to see it put in the middle. I don't know just how to do that. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll try. I'll come down through this way and see what happens there.
All right, that's some of the things you can do with a piece of string. Okay.